and Off Survival We Are Back. Ladies and gentlemen, مستمعين الكرام، على بالنا طولنا عليكم، بصح هذه الخطرات جيناكم بسوجي amazing. It's called the Algerian Diaspora. هذه الخطرة is going to be like a series، خلنا نطولوا فيها شوية. و actually we have two amazing people from Connecting Algerians and also كاتشوف رمزي وقندا بيان سور. مي هذه الخطرة شغل كما حنقولوا حتخلط. So if you want to know، كاين بزاف الناس تسقسونا like what is Algerian Diaspora، وشنو هذه الكلمة هذه، like where you coming from. Don't worry guys، we got you بإذن الله في هذا السيري وفي هذا الانتروداكشن كاح تفهموا كلش، وإن شاء الله وإن شاء الله وإن شاء الله you will benefit. So stay tuned. And we are live. Welcome guys. Assalamu alaikum. Sumi?
Yes?
Yeah, hey. Anyways, how are you guys?
Alhamdulillah, all good. What about you?
Not best. Alhamdulillah. How was Eid? Bien?
It was a bit dead, to be honest.
But... Is it better than last year, Zamo?
No,
no way.
No. Anyways, guys, so you two guys are from Connecting Algerians. Wallahi, guys, like, Sharaf Kabir, a big honor to have you with us. Wallah. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Sharaf Tarnaki. Yeah. So, direct, like, introduce you guys. I mean, introduce yourself. We'll start with Sumi. Yeah, Sumi, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hello everyone, marhaba bikum, I guess, to the Grand Podcast and our podcast this time as well. My name is Sumi, I am a university student, and I was born and raised in Europe, كبرت حياتي قاع هنايا, and that is a bit about myself. I can give now the word to Sumiya.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm called Sumiya and I'm also a university student and I was born and raised in England. And yeah.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys. Nice to meet you. Anyway, so guys, the first question from Noha directly Suji. Question Luwel, Lihua. By the way, as I'm going to say, the podcast I'm going to say three parts. How do I connect in Algerians? ماذا نهضر على الألجين دياسبرا briefly، ماذا نهضر شوية على history وشوية شوية منها. Okay guys.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so the first question is asking you come is what is connecting Algerians؟ وشنو هذه؟
So I'll go with this. So we're basically a non-profit educative platform. And our sole aim is basically to connect Algerians all over the world. Mostly diaspora, to create like a kind of more of an online space where people can connect and share their work and their talents, and also hopefully we have plans on getting involved more with Algeria and Algerians with Zaire, inshallah. So yeah,
inshallah. Interesting. Like social media, you guys are based in social media only?
Yeah, we're on Instagram and Twitter at the moment.
Perfect. The second question, so second question is, what motivated you to open this type of platform? What led you to deal with this
platform? I'll go with this question. I think that حجري خلتنا نفتحو هاد الاسباس online is like كاين بزاف لي زاجيان في لترونجي اللي يحسوا روحهم كيما نقولوا عندهم هذاك حب الوطن
مي بصح لا فيرتي
اكزاكتومون فيرتي الجيران مي لا بلوبار دو فوا كيما نقولوا مي ما كاش بلاصه وين تقدر تعرف على دي زوتر الجيران ولا تقدر جست اكستشينج نوليدج ايدياز سكيلز سو Yeah, the main idea behind Connecting Algerians was just a space where we can exchange our knowledge. نتعلمو كان على الاستواغ تاعنا, نتعلمو على التقاليد تاعنا, and not only learn about them but try to conserve them because it is very challenging كي تكون عايش في الخارج to, you know, conserve those values and traditions.
True, صح كاينه منهم. لا لا, براتهم شباب في الشباب. Okay, so last question, باش نتمكنوا على الجين دياسبرا, like عندكم شغل a future visions ولا وينك حاب تلحقوا, like a target, like a goal, something to achieve, connecting our dreams to the.
I'll answer this one. So our ultimate goal is basically to create free content that will be accessible to everyone and hopefully in different languages as well, so it will be more inclusive of people everywhere. And one of our main goals is to help people network and learn about Algerian history and culture, and also to showcase different creators' work all over the world. So, you know, art, music,
culture,
all that kind of stuff. So, yeah,
amazing. A lot of platform, yani. Inshallah, Ness, who are listening, will check it out, hopefully. Oh, guys, are you guys active turning for social media? No, not really.
Yes. We're definitely
are you perfect?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you perfect? And what do you like offer for people? Yeah, what do you like offer for people?
For now, we're like starting our we are working on our like Instagram, and it's starting to be more active, alhamdulillah. And our aim these days, we're actually releasing a new project, inshallah, very soon, called Culture Blend DZ. So keep an eye on our social media, and you can also take part in it. So yeah,
inshallah. And you guys can find, I mean, I'm talking to the listeners, so you can find the link in the podcast, hopefully, and in our Instagram page. So second topic, we're going to talk about the Algerian diaspora. Ness, مصباحي تخصيني عليها. Like, what does this mean? وشنو هادي ومننا؟ شوفوا, Algerian diaspora بدأ بالعربية معنتها الشتات الجزائري. الشتات الجزائري. دوكا نهضوا على definitions ومننا. So, what is the basic definition? اللي تقدروا تمدوا هنا, Miss Sumi and Sumia. Go ahead.
I would say, according to Cambridge Dictionary, and it just says diaspora means a group of people who spread from one original country to other countries.
Okay.
Maybe you like having to do a traduction in Arab.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Just carry on. It's straightforward.
Okay, amazing. Then we have like some examples. That is, for example, in Spain. In Spain, there is a lot of Latino Americans, or just Latinos, and they were originally from Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela, you know, and they moved to Spain. So we can call those people Latino American diaspora.
So they were actually living for South America, and then they moved to Spain?
Yes.
Okay, I see. Yeah, so like here came this example, Ali Hadi, like Sumi gave an example about people who left their country to Spain. Do you know like what made them do this? Like what made them leave their country?
I think mostly because of colonial imperialism.
True.
So for example, in England, the biggest diaspora here are South Asians, and that is due to British colonization of India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and a few other places as well.
Yeah,
the same situation with Algeria, like where after independence, mostly a lot of people would immigrate here in search of new jobs, new life, because obviously their lives back home were, you know, it wasn't going the way they wanted it to be.
Yeah. So that actually like played a big role, like colonialism.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. So hopefully guys understand what's Algerian diaspora. It's شغل الشتات الجزائري كما احنا نقولوا, شغل الناس اللي خلت بلادها واللي كبرت تماك خارج الجزائر, كبرت تماك وتربت تماك وraised تماك. And also the people who actually left, شغل تربوا في الجزائر وخلوا الجزائر. وسكنوا برا على الجزائر, هذوك ثاني كيسموهم part of Algerian diaspora, right guys?
يعني اللي
هاجروا, like كاين اللي هاجروا كما احنا نقولوا, like for example a family, let's say two couples or maybe one person, Algerian left Algeria, ماذا سكن تماك, تزوج تماك, كبر تماك, وجاب ولاد تماك, like ولادو are basically raised outside of Algeria, and they are considered from the Algerian diaspora. كيما ماليهم parents, they left, but they weren't. They weren't raised. They weren't raised outside of Zaire. They were raised in Zaire. His parent, their parents. You get it, guys?
Yes.
هذه هي. So basic definition is straightforward. Now, look at two more questions. As you guys are part of Algerian diaspora, both of you have been raised outside Algeria from Algerian parents. From Algerian parents. So, first question is, how do you feel that you're part of Algerian diaspora? Like, express yourself here much better. Tumi, go ahead.
I think for me, it's like, it's definitely a pleasure to be Algerian, and c'est ma fierté. Especially because, like, the history behind my grandparents and, you know, the place I come from is just very, very inspiring. And alhamdulillah, like, they fought for what it was right. And that inspires me as a human being. So even if I was born and raised far from Algiers, I still keep those values like Farsi every single day.
True.
Yeah. So,
but like you're fully Algerian, right?
Yeah, I'm fully Algerian in that sense. But I also feel like very European and probably Mediterranean, because like I. You know, enjoying Kimankolo, it sounds sometimes probably, you know, it can sound bad to say, but we have like some privileges of like you can travel anywhere in
True.
Europe, and that is absolutely fine. So that is definitely something that is different in my life to, for example, my vision of you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, like, is there like a community, like Algerian community, McPhee, where do you live?
So the thing is, like, I live a bit in like a couple of places, so they are very different. One of them has a huge Algerian community, and the other has a very small Algerian community. So
yeah.
Sometimes it can be challenging. تقدر تكون الحالة كيما نقولوا تحس روحك شوية بيزار بس ما تسيبش العباد مع من دي ت مع مني تقعد أقدر تقصر مع مني تهضر على بلادك مع مني تبارتاجي كما يقولوا التقاليد ولا تحتفل for example المولود you know like things very very small but that, at the end of the day they still make part of your day to day but alhamdulillah I recently found like a lot of Algerians that also you know are in the same like level of studies than me, and that makes me very, very proud because it also makes me think that there's a lot of Algerians out there. اللي راهم يسيو يديرو سون بوسيبل باش كنقولو باش يقراو مليح ويفيدو كان البلاد
ان شاء الله. وانتني كاين في الجزائر لايك كوميونيتيز كما نقولو حنايا شتي القهاوي لايك كافيتيريز لايك ان يوروبيان كونتريز كاين قهاوي ولايك ذير اكشلي لايك ا هاب لايك الديرين جاي يتلاقاو شرتو اذا كان ذا اونر اوف ذا كافيتيريا الديري حاجه مليحه. هنا كاين تاني هذه العفسه كاين بزاف ان فرانس اند يونايتد كيندم كاين بزاف قهاوي لايك الجيرينز قهاوي تاعهم والناس تما كاع تجي لي زالجيريان ويخلقوا شو لايك هاب تايب اوف كوميونيتي يو نو ام زين هاف يو سين ات اي هاف سين ات مسحجه بس
سبيسيالمون بور لي زوم سا
Yeah, I was gonna say that. But like for ladies, there's actually like events type of a parties. هكذا مو على باليش
pas vraiment. Moi, personnellement, je trouve que ça a quand même l'aras, mais l'aras قلال ou même l'aras au الخارج تصيب beaucoup de nationalités, tu vois. Mais ما تقدرش كيما نقولوا تي une compassion là, ما تقدرش تجيب انت العرس تاع الجزائر العرس تاع
زويت تاع
باريس.
Yeah, true. Okay, so now Soumya, how do you feel that you're part of the Algerian diaspora?
I would say that I've been really privileged, alhamdulillah. I would say that I've been raised in a very multicultural society, so that's kind of taught me to express my culture more and to be proud of who I am. And also, like, as I've gotten older, I've gotten more into the history of Algeria, and it makes you realise, you know, Sumi kind of touched upon this, makes you realise that you know, what happened in your countries, like, it basically formed the backbone of who we are now. And, you know.
Yeah, true. But you have the feeling that there, I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
Like Algeria, like you feel it. Has can these Algerians are for him in any country? These Algerians have the feeling. They don't have the feeling. They don't have the characters, the values.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, Karen.
You know, I've kind of expressed my Algerianness like everywhere. It's practically the first thing I tell people. Like, I'll be like, "Hi, I'm Sumi. I'm Algerian." So obviously it's something that I'm not scared to hide. It forms who I am, and for me, I don't know if we'll touch upon this later, but I would say I feel more Algerian than British, although I was born and raised here. And also my parents have made a really good effort in raising me as an Algerian and also Islamically, so I kind of
Alhamdulillah,
I kind of connect more to that than being British. So
yeah, also it's based on your character, like people's character. It should be strong to hold to your values, to your principles, to that's the thing.
Yeah
So do you guys have anything to add to this expressing yourself session?
I would think I would just add, like, I would really ask Algerian diaspora to go, like, go farther away from, like, you know, what a lot of our diaspora think Algeria is. Like, Algeria is not about, like, Hamoud Bouale, Milfay, you know.
True.
There's a lot much more about than that. So I would really like to encourage everyone listening to this to do their best to know about who they are and where do they come from.
Yeah. Also, Sumia, go ahead.
I was going to say, touching literally just on what Sumi said, you know, make more of an effort to, you know, watch documentaries, ask questions to your family, your parents, read books. Like, there's so much available for you to learn about your history and your culture, and that's like the best thing to have to be rich in your knowledge of your country, because then you can talk about it as much as you want and you've still got that, you know, those facts behind you which would back you up, really.
Yeah. Also, when Sumi said, I would like to ask the Algerian diaspora, do you mean like the whole people who live outside of Algeria? Like the Bishnest of Hamburg?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So the second question I'll ask you is another like type of question, like another perspective. So how do you think, like, you know, the Kudziri nation, like the Algerians who see like Europe as a, I don't know, paradise, كيف يشوفوا like the Algerian diaspora, كيف يشوفوا like from your experience, انتما بلك تلاقيتوا Algerians like كرتوا الجزائر بلك تلاقيتوا these Algerians, كيف تحسوهم وما يشوفوهم؟ Did you get it? Yeah, Sumi?
Now it comes to my mind, like in my cousin's wedding, the last wedding I went to in Algeria, كان العشاء هذاك النهار وجمع بل كانوا يسربيو هكذا البون لي سيرفيس كانوا يسربيو الماكلة يجيبو كيما نقولو بلا ويدو بلا كتعرف. And there was one of them who was like, كانت قاعدة معنا الفوتوغراف تاع العرس وانا كنت كل ما يجيبو ان بلا ويعاودو يدوه كنت نقولهم شغل thank you, like صحة يعطيكم صحة كذا, ما كنت نشوف بلي الاخرين اللي كانوا قاعدين معنا في طابلة واحد ما كان يستعمل هادوك كيما نقولو I don't really know how to call them, but just like basic principles, I guess. Like Tobia, very basic, you know. And that was like something that like photograph she spotted, and she was like, "Oh, you know, لو كان ما كوش عايشين في الخارج بلك ما كيش تقولي هكذاك طول الوقت يعطيكم صحة على كي تجيبوا تدو شغل انتي. They just take it for granted, most people that were like sitting with us in the table. So there is this like little things I can see regarding like education probably and the way we speak to people.
So Sumi, quick question, sorry. So like you have been treated differently from others Algerians, is that your like
what you've
I wouldn't
experienced.
Say I have been treated differently. I was treating people differently, you know. I was saying thank you all the time, and like photographer Ligan Adam Anna, she was like surprised. She was like, why are you saying like thank you so many times, you know? And then she found out that we don't live in Algeria and everything. She was like, oh, that makes sense. You can just say today, but like Makush Tadragda. But the other guys who were in the table, like they weren't saying anything, you know. Because I Najib Big is like, for in my head, it was probably like as if I was in a restaurant, and you know, like when you're in a restaurant, you just say thank you, even if you know you're like paying for the service or whatever.
But that actually doesn't mean anything, because like you would say thank you all the time.
I don't know. In that case, she was like, I remember that scene, and I was like, okay. I felt a bit like weird, right? So like she was saying that قدام قاع العباد, and I was like, well, anyways. But I don't know. That was like something that I found different in like.
True.
In that sense, but besides that, I don't think شغل جانا حنايا ماشي نظر على روحي بيرسونيل مو كي نشوف انا روحي نشوف for example mes autres cousins عايشين في الجزائر, we're not like ما عندناش دمنا سخون بزاف جانا نروحو كيما نقولوا واحد نضربوا مع واحد تنتم ولا نهيجوا على واحد هكذا تنتم, you know, like we have a more like probably kind of calm type of attitude. But obviously diverse and is very different because of like the education that we had.
Yeah. But that's where like you're raised basically. To make, par exemple, in Marseille, where you know those type of streets, the gangs. Les Algériens, they're together always. Like when someone gets hurt, they always come together and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's always based on the person, how is he raised. Wintani, like the place as well.
Exactly.
كنت,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And can these Algerians or other people, not just in a place like that, not just in a place like normal, but not just Algerians. You get me?
Yeah, that was my case. I was raised in a very like non-Algerian place at all, like place where there are no Arabs, there are no Arabs, there are North Africans, there are just immigration in general. So I was like, I probably took more of like that side of like la tranquillité des couleurs, whatever you want to quit, like more from like the European side. But obviously, as you said, this is a very personal experience, and we all would like experience different things. It's like completely the opposite. They are like, they have been raised and live in Algeria and Sibom. A lot of times when we go back, I'm just like shocked, like, wow, like, some places in Algiers they are like more European than
exactly
places in Europe, you know. When I found out, for example, that came place li ma qadrouch ylbsou like the burkini, hijab hada, hijab on mayo for Algeria, I was like proper shocked. Like I was like, wow, that's what we fight in Europe.
Yeah, true, but it makes you like think for a second. Like you say, the people who live outside of Algeria are they really like the Algerian clothes, the values, the little addition, but the kitro hilad zayr, you find out there is people who are different, like they are wearing what you, I mean, the place where you live.
Mm.
Okay, Shefa. So, Mahnaya, like what? And Mohim, do you have anything to add?
I think that is all.
Yeah. Okay, so, Sumia,
yeah.
How, from your experience, how do you think Algerians from homeland see the Algerian diaspora from your perspective?
For me, this could just be my family, but I have heard like a few people say the same thing, but a lot of people for today, they think that رانا عايشين في نعمة, like we have access to everything, that we're not struggling, that we've عنا دراهم. Like I have family members who like would call up before we go to today and they'd say, you know, can you get us like the PS4 or like get us iPhone, the newest iPhone, and it's like I can't even buy that for myself. You know, it's mad. I think mostly it's because of probably how they perceive films, like foreign movies, so mostly like American movies, really, where they probably watch that and they're like, oh, so this is how they live. You know, they have these big houses and they have all this money and
exactly.
cars. And but it's not the case at all. I mean, we have a lot of diaspora, like from any ethnicity, really, who are struggling so much to even put food on the table for their children. They're struggling to find jobs. They're struggling to pay fees for university, struggling to buy a house. But back there, they think, you know, we're just chilling, we're just vibing, we've got everything.
True. Know. Yeah, true. And people say they see Europe as like a paradise or like a rich country, or Malabarish, and they are, but they didn't have like the right view. For example, هذوك الحراقة اللي حرقوهم يروحوا تماك like for the purpose to have a new life, to live better. But at the end of the day, it will be not easy for them.
Yeah, I have cousins who've come here as حراقة, and you know, completely different to what they thought it would be like for them. You know, they were struggling to even find a job, and a lot of them returned back to Jazeera because they literally like they couldn't even get a house. They like we're all waiting in line to get houses just from the council, not even private houses. So I don't know how people who just come here, you know, especially Haraga, who expect to have, you know, get asylum and whatnot, like really easily. A lot of problems here as well, like with refugees and stuff. So it's not like everyone's gonna be accepted straight in.
True.
You know, يعطيلهم دار خدمة.
Yeah, many, many like difficulties, obstacles.
Yeah, and do you think that's mostly with my family, so
yeah, like you experienced it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do you think it's like different from Algeria? The way of living, finding jobs? Or it depends?
I would say it depends, especially on the area you live in or the country you live in. But I think there's still similar struggles. So in terms of employment, housing, education, you know, I don't know. Is university free in Jazeera? I think it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so we have, you know, £9,250 every year to go to uni. Yes. You know, we have... There's so many people nowadays who aren't even thinking about that because, you know, they can't afford it and they don't want to take out loans because obviously interest and stuff.
True.
So, you know, we all have our struggles. They're different. They're on different levels, but we, like, they're still struggles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, true. That's totally true. And there's, like, بزاف ديال الجزائريه, like, they're actually struggling outside of Algeria. بزاف.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like, the number is actually increasing outside of Algeria. Like, there's many for the population, the Algerian population outside of Algeria is actually increasing. Do you have like statistics for me? Any?
Yeah, I do. I think I wanted to add something for like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Question. Basically, I was thinking about like. C'est vrai qu'il y a beaucoup les Algériens d'ailleurs qui ils tenaient comme on dit la famille تاعهم اللي عايشين في الخارج يجيبوا لهم ويديروا لهم. But it is also like came بزاف لي زوترانجيز ميغريا كيما نقولوا whatever, they also like يحبوا يبينوا حوايج اللي ما عندهمش كي يحبطوا للجزائر.
True.
They would like, I know people that for example they would rent a car, يكرو لهنا طوموبيل الصيف كامل غير باش يحطوا بها البلاد ويعاودوا يولوا. Or you know, like if you get look at the home of the innovation and Mercedes, or something like that. Eh, or to be the innovation. I'm calling the sack Chanel. I'm sitting home. I'm calling in the car. Here in the Zanka. Like, act being huge. Like you can't afford them. You know. So when you go to Algeria, people are gonna see you through like. Eyes
different
that
angle. Actually
angle.
Yeah. So it's better to like live your life, basically. It's better.
Yeah, definitely, and not try to شغل ما تسيش تبين وش ما حوايج اللي ما عندكش.
Yeah, وما تلعبهاش ثاني.
Yeah.
Because definitely يحبوا يلعبوها. Actually, like to be honest, تزير كي واحد يجيهم هكذاك. Like, Humam second Lahala, what would you expect their reaction to be? Of course, they're going to say, oh, that's something nice. Hajam liha hadi. To make you do like other thoughts, other manabirish, and they are coming for Harga or manabirish. Like, there's death plans here. They do.
C'est vrai, c'est vrai. عيش اللي يشوفوا في الجيم مع عند الجيران باغ اكزومبل ولا ومن بعد تسيبوا بلي واش كانوا يشوفوا مع دوك الناس ماشي واش يصيبوا لو كان هما كيروحوا البلاصه. I think it's the same with like traveling, for example, you know, when you travel to one place, someone can feel that place like very amazing and lovely, but if you travel yourself to that place, then you can end up being shocked, you know. It has happened to me with some places and I was like, wow.
Yeah. That's why you need to. I think there should be like some of a documentaries who actually film like deep, you know what I mean, like insight. Like they should, like, for example, make an example. France, for example. France is a nice place, but is that place? There are really like poor places, and I think they are the majority in France. So they should actually film those places first, and then.
Yeah, like. Every single country has like some nice places to go to and some places that are really messed up. In general life or, you know, whatever, social media of العباد in like day to day life, they all want to try to يبينوا غير الحوايج لو كوتي بوزيتيف تاع الحوايج, غير الحوايج اللي كانوا يفرحوا, الحوايج اللي ما يبينوش كيما نقولوا the dark side of everything, you know. And
true.
That is just unrealistic.
Yeah, that's totally true. Okay, do you have anything to add, Sumia?
No, Sumia basically said everything.
Oh, yeah, that's it. So Sumia came up with some information.
Yeah, yeah. About statistics about Algerian diaspora. It was a bit difficult to find
the actual figure.
Yeah, exactly. And concrete numbers or precise numbers or even a reliable source. But I basically found this like page called Ecom News Med, and there's this article about Algerian diaspora that basically says لكاين 40 مليون جزائري في الجزائر وكاين 8 ملايين جزائريين عايشين على برا.
Oh really?
Yeah.
تم الكترة السور in France.
En France, il y a بين زوج ملايين حتى 5 ملايين.
And yeah. Yeah. 8 million is actually a big figure, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I was a bit like, shocked as well.
Yeah. So it's actually a lot. Like in like the population now in Algeria is like 42 million something like that. So if you add that 8 million is going to be 50 million Algerians around the world. So difference.
Yeah, it's like kind of almost a quarter of Algerians.
Yeah.
World. Yeah.
And but, it's actually rising, isn't it? Do you think it's actually increasing the number?
Like, not really, because like, depends. Also, you know, like Algerian diaspora, I'm not really sure these figures, if they include like people who have like, who get the visa or people who don't get visa or people who are resident or who are not, or, you know, like if they even have a different nationality. Because I think they can break down those like value those numbers of Algerian diaspora, but I couldn't find any type of like data regarding.
Yeah, yeah. But actually, like if stemming back logic, like we've seen like Haragam يروحوا لإسبانيا, like literally 2 weeks ago, 400. هديك ديج أصلاً is increasing the number. يعني انتي وحدك بلا ما تديري لايك ريسيرشز ومنها وتخلطيها, شوفي باك وشك, تشوفي باك في الميديا ومن يهضروا, تفهمي وحدك باللي Algerians are actually leaving Algeria, I'm increasing the numbers that Algerian diaspora. هدي وحدك تخدمي في راسك.
Yeah, that is true, but at the same time, شو لو كان زي كانت مفتوحة, like Spanish government would return those Algerians, you know?
Oh, so they won't, so they're not going to return? I don't know.
I'm not really sure if they will return them كي يفتحوا لي فرونتيير ولا لا, but I do know that Algerians Spanish newspapers announced that if it wasn't because borders were closed, they would return them to Algeria.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah.
So do you have anything to add to this, guys, to this point?
Yeah, I think I'd have some like more figures, more data of like different.
Yeah,
countries.
go ahead.
Like Spain has around like about 10,000 to 300,000 Algerian. Then the UK has around 250,000. Canada has around 110,000 to 160,000 Algerian. And there are some countries like Italian, and they have 50,000 to 100,000. The United States, and they have around 30,000, 30,000. And yeah, some other countries that they have smaller figures, but those are like the most represented ones, I guess.
Yeah, so أنا هنا وشفت سكو les Algériens يروحوا غير the place اللي عندهم like official language like French or English. ما يروحوش بزاف Spain ولا Italy ولا.
Yeah, more or less, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, like for example, France, bien sûr. Les États-Unis ou Canada ou le Royaume-Uni. هادو تاني كيروحوا ليهم بزاف. Because you help them. Because like I'm talking about the people who live out of Algeria. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
يكونوا قراوا like French ولا English. يعرفوا like little bit of English. بصح French يعرفوها. ماذا كي يروحوا لتما كي يروحوا فرانس ولا يروحوا مع بليش كندا is going to be easy for them. Especially like for looking for a job. ولا. So these are actually factors. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. في كندا like one of the regions with like very large Algerian communities like Quebec, I think, and Montreal, which has
yeah.
like a lot of like, well, they speak French officially, so that's
like... Yeah, you see them in the east, like east side of Canada. You won't see them in the west, like where British Columbia or Vancouver had a mission from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you want to add anything, Sumia? Sumia, قبحي نسوها.
No. I didn't really do much research, but
yeah.
Yeah, I do know that there's like a rising number of Algerians going abroad. I mean, I'm seeing it myself. Like, I would literally walk through the city centre and I'd like, you know, when you see someone and you just know they're Algerian.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. It's like a phoenix.
Yeah. I've just, like, recently, the past year or two, I've been seeing a lot of Algerians and I'm just like, you're definitely Algerian. Like, there's no way you're not.
Exactly.
I'd probably hear them, like, I'd hear some of them speak in French, and I'm like, oh, so they're probably Algerians from France who are coming here. So,
yeah, that's
yeah, and coming
that's
across
so true.
Random families as well that are coming as well. See them in like the mosque and stuff. It's like, oh, Gina, now like 2 years or so since we came. It's like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Melabili, she's like, is it written in the forehead or not? Like if you know them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's so true. Anyway, so. كاين بزاف فاكتورز كما قلنا we talk about statistics we talked about the diaspora example I ask you questions so actually there's many like factors and causes to let this diaspora happen so are you with me guys in this point
yeah completely yeah
so كاين بزاف for example لو كان احنا نهضركم على the history of Algerian diaspora ماذا بكم تطوري شوية like comments منها. So this is my basically my own research. على حسب وش عرفت أنا يا حسب وش درت like researches before the Independence Day 1962 wait before that في 1830 like the day when France colonized Algeria there wasn't actually something called Algerian diaspora before 1830. So like there's no sources nothing that say Algerians were outside of their homeland before 1830. So it started, first of all, before the 1830, صرات واحد العفسة اللي هي, not صرات, كيف نقولهم, صرات, is called the Algerians of the Pacific. So هما هادوما الناس, see, they are actually troops, Algerian troops. They live in Fidzair, مشيف for the city centers like Algiers or not. يشوف الجبال. So they were actually troops. They were resisting France. Madak, in some point, they like lost or something. Asabush femtanaya. Madak, France took them. Like these people were actually resisting, like families, children. Dom Kemel to New Caledonia. Do you know New Caledonia?
Yes.
New Caledonia. Yeah. So they took
only men.
Oh really?
Yeah, because they didn't want Algerian because they don't want them to like create a whole Algerian colony, if you get what I mean, because they wanted to force the men to like have kids with French women who were also like exiled there too.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, شو اللي كنا هنقوله بالجزيرة عربية نفي هكذا كلمة هذه نفي ينفوهم to New Caledonia. So in this point, هنا نفهمه باللي تمك there were actually Algerians راحوا الباسيفيك شو and this is considered maybe as Algerian diaspora. بصح قولي لي they have been exiled, so I don't think it's part of Algerian diaspora. What do you think is? I'm stuck.
Well, they are based in a completely different continent. That I think New Caledonia is like near Australia, I think.
Yeah, it's too far. Like, but if you go, كي تروح لتماك تلقاي like Algerians. يقولوا احنا ديال Algerian.
Yeah, yeah. You see some of them still speak a bit of like Darja, عندهم مساجد. You know, they, you know, nowadays they're trying to, you know, connect back to their roots and whatnot. But a lot of them are like mixed with French because, you know, that's what the French wanted. They wanted to like get rid of DNA, you could say.
True. Like there were like 2K Algerians who left.
Yeah.
From, some research.
Well, they didn't like leave. They, you know, they forced them.
Yeah, forced. Yeah, they have been forced.
So that is like a kind of like also interesting point is Algerian diaspora, only those Algerians that left Blera that Hamzaoula, does it also foreign part of Algerian diaspora, those Algerians that were forced to leave their country, because you know it is slightly different.
Yeah, true. But كتروح لتمك like now if you go there, you will see like Algerians that صح تقاي like mother اسمها على بريش أنا يا. فاطمة ولا أب فاضر واسمه محمد حنقول إحنا اللي زالجيريا وبلك ما تلقيهم يضربوا لك جزيرية ما تعرف
possible ما كاين بزاف منهم اللي راهم يطالبوا كما نقولوا يطالبوا الجزائريين يعاونوهم in this sense to you know ask for like resources and ask for like some Algerian teachers or some just like Arabic teachers بس كم حابين يتعلموا اللغة تحاوم حابين they want to preserve their origins and also they do this via religion but they also say that a lot of Muslims nowadays in that place are come from like Indonesia or you know Malaysia countries that are very culturally different to us.
Yeah, mixed race.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the first point about the history. I don't know if we would say Algerian diaspora, but yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically
it's
the,
like the first.
Yeah,
like the first.
Yeah, the first
example of Algerians being outside of Algeria. Basically.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then after it, do you guys have anything to add to this point?
No.
No.
Yeah, I think we.
So and then after it, this comes much interesting. After it, after this, and before 1962, كين عفوا سمها ليش يباني دمارسي. بكري في الجزائر. You know, like those times في Algiers, في مالبليش and like mainly the north, part of Algeria. French government weren't treating Algerians like French people. They were like, if you were like Algerians weren't finding jobs basically. ما يلقاوش jobs. باش يعاونوا لا فامي تاعهم. So they would fly to France to Marseille to find a job. Mm-hmm. And I think based on some of us people as well, France actually they motivated them to leave Algeria to look for a job in France.
Yeah.
So like, and I like from my own understanding, they spread out around the world. Like that's the first ever Algerian diaspora. Like they spread out like boom. Spain, you guys get it?
Yeah. I don't think it's just Marseille. I think a lot of people went to Paris as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there were even like, what's his name, like Bouteflika and like Bimbilla were in Paris.
Yeah, even my
went to school there.
Yeah, even my grandfather as well, he went to Paris.
Even Mokhtar Mokhtari, he went to university in Paris as well. So I think Paris and Marseille are like the biggest places where there's a lot of...
And Marseille is the actual centre.
Yeah, because it's by the coast, so you literally just get on a boat and you get there. So it's like easiest
way to get there. Yeah. Also, Sumi, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I think I was like, I watched basically like a short video of Les Chibanis ou Chibanis de Marseille. And it says, 1954 كانوا 1400 yeah 1400 sorry 1954 كانوا about like 250,000 sorry 250,000 Algerians في France, and this like number was basically tripled في la fin des années 60.
Yeah. هما كانوا بزاف يروحوا لتما بزاف like they were like a big
yeah take into account that like by fluff like about la fin des années 60 كانوا ديجا كاين قريب 1 million of Algerians you know there or even more because like these are like statistics that we could find but statistics you know sometimes don't give real insight of what happened.
Yeah, but هما راحوا لتماك وما داك كشغل ريحوا لتماك. They settled there. The reason for this is that some of them, by the way, I've seen some videos or documentaries. ريحوا لتماك باسكو to like to benefit from their, I mean to claim their benefits, so they won't go back to Algeria. And there's some people who actually liked it and they stayed there, and there's people who actually came back, but they are minority who came back to Algeria.
I know some, I have like a few friends whose parents were born and raised in France, and they obviously when they got older they moved to the UK, so it's kind of moving on from there as well, because their grandparents, you know, were one of the like immigrants, first immigrants who went from Algeria to France, and then their parents were born in France, and then to the UK, and then my friends were born in the UK, so it's like, where are we gonna go next?
They keep going north.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, so they spread out from France. Like France was basically the hub. But again, I think there's people from Algeria that went straight to Canada. But that was, I think, after the Independence Day. I'm not too sure about this.
Yeah,
but
Algerians in Canada haven't been there for a long time. I know that some of them were like refugees, and some like applied for like studies and you know to finish like their professional career, but I think that is recent, way more recent than like the French.
Let's imagine that زمان قولوا France didn't come to Algeria, so ماجاتش كامل و زي جامي have been colonized. Do you think there's going to be something called Algerian diaspora? Yeah, like France didn't come. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe, because there are still people who move from their countries to other countries because they have, you know, new job opportunities, or, you know, they literally just want to get out because their lives aren't just going that great.
Yeah.
So it's not all because of imperialism.
Yeah. Maybe you would say this like after, like nowadays. Because you can't draw like before 90, like those 90s, 90s, 80s, 60s. You won't see people leaving the country that time. This is based on my knowledge, by the way. Like now it's more like technology. Like in that country.
Yeah.
You guys get it?
It's also easy. Like, for example, if you have a European passport, it is very easy to move from one country to another. You just have to find like an apartment, and that's basically it. Like,
it's easy.
Yeah, you don't really have to do much. But back in the days, it was really difficult to get like, not like back in the days, but I mean like in the 90s or whatever, it was a bit more difficult to, you know, leave your family and start your like life from like zero, and just the fact of like moving to a different place was already challenging. But nowadays, like this sense of like having a lot of things international, you know, international social media, international companies, international this and that, sometimes forces you to, you know, move from one place to another, even if you don't want to.
Yeah, true, true. Yeah, so I think this is it. This is it. Do you have anything to add, guys? Sumiya?
I
think this has been like a good introduction.
Yeah. So we spoke about Argentine diaspora, we spoke about the history, we spoke about your guys' experience. I think hopefully the listeners will understand if they will not.
Inshallah.
Yeah. And like languages.
Yeah.
Don't count on me on other languages though. I'll probably throw in a few words here and there, but like full on. I can't.
It's totally fine. It's totally fine. So this is it, guys. Wallahi, trust me, a big, big honor to have you, Zegram,
in the Algerian. Thank you. We're also so pleased to be working with you guys.
Yeah. Connecting. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Inshallah, no, go ahead.
Like we just trying to, you know, share our like
yeah, of course,
and what we lived. Safi, at the end of the day, كل واحد عش عنده, the journey that was very different from what the other person lived. So yeah, just bear in mind and دايما ديروا في بالكم بلي هاد الحوايج اللي نهضروا عليهم سي notre vie personnelle.
Yeah, was that your last words?
I would say yes.
Okay, so Sumiya, last word.
Yeah, I hope everyone learns something from this series, and we also hope to have a lot more inclusivity and get a lot of submissions as well. We'd like to create this into a full-on discussion because that's our aim as Connecting Algerians. And yeah, I hope you don't take anything wrongly because this is all relative to our own experience.
Listeners, you will see Sumiya and Sumi again in the next episode. So some interesting topics, أقسم بالله, like بزاف top. So let's talk well معهم. Anyways, so guys, I'll leave you here. Like, thank you very much for attending the introduction episode. Inshallah, I'll see you in the. By the way, this is called episode zero. So my next one is episode one. The actual one.
Inshallah.
وسمحونا طولنا في هذه بزاف. You know, it's normal. Well, thank you for reaching here to the last minute. Another mad listener tonight. And hope you guys enjoyed this introduction. We'll see you in the next episodes. Thank you, Sumi and Sumiya. And thank you to Connecting Algerians. Thank you, guys. See you later. See you in the next episode. Salam.
Salam. Thank you.